Winnie and Wilbur, Volume 2. Written by Laura Owen and Corky Paul. And read by Amy Entickner. Winnie woke in the deep, dark middle of the night, clutching her tatty-batty blankets and listening to the darkness, and wondered what had woken her. Silence. There should have been a sound of Wilbur snuffling and grunting.
Wilbur?
Winnie picked up her wand. Swish.
Abracadabra!
The end of the wand glowed like a torch, which scribbled light around the room. Winnie shuffled into her slip-sloppers, pulled on her messing gown, and set off along the long, dark landing. She felt terribly lonely, all on her only, in that big house.
Wilbur?
Winnie opened door after door, but the only answer she got back from the empty rooms was her own echo.
Where are you?
Said Winnie.
Where are you?
Said the echo.
I'm here, you fool,
said Winnie.
I'm here, you fool,
said the echo. Crash!
What was that?
Winnie hurried downstairs to the kitchen and shone her wand torch.
Wilbur, there you are!
Meow,
said Wilbur, licking his lips.
Heck, Wilbur, you've cooked more than we could eat in a week,
said Winnie.
Right, that's it. Meow.
We're going to have a house party.
Me-hee-hee,
laughed Wilbur.
Not a party for houses. That would be as silly as a snail taking up clog dancing. A party for people in our house. We've got empty rooms and too much food. And I'd like people to talk to instead of just cats and echoes.
Meow,
scowled Wilbur. So Winnie raced around her house, magicking rooms ready for guests.
Abracadabra!
Cobweb curtains appeared.
Abracadabra!
There were suddenly toad plump cushions, vases of thistles, slug slime soaps in plastic packets, and more.
Our guests will be as snug as a whole termite hill of bugs, said Winnie. Abracadabra!
Winnie magicked herself a magnificent party dress.
Now we just need to plan an itinerary.
Meow.
It's a list of what we'll do and when we'll do it, said Winnie. You'll have to write it down, Wilbur.
Itinerary. 8 a.m. Guests arrive. Show them to their rooms. 9 a.m. Breakfast. 10 a.m. Play hide and seek in the garden. 1 p.m. Picnic lunch. 2 p.m. Games with bats from the battery and balls. 6 p.m. Supper. 7 p.m. Watch DVD Witch Upon a Star. 8 p.m. Bedtime.